This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Our subject today is a new field of inquiry known as biomimicry.
Biomimicry is borrowing design ideas from the natural world. It's looking at nature's designs and recipes, processes, and even ecosystem strategies, and then trying to emulate these in order to solve our own problems, hopefully invent products and processes and even whole companies that are greener, more sustainable.
Janine Benias is the founder and director of the Biomimicry Institute in Missoula, Montana, a sort of clearinghouse for research and ideas drawn from nature and applied to human endeavors. It's not really a new concept, she says. Architecture has been employing biomimicry for decades, as in the Eiffel Tower.
Those struts, which carry the stress of the Eiffel Tower, that was inspired by the strutting that carries the stress, is in your own bone. In London, the Crystal Palace, a big greenhouse that was for the 1851 World Expo, the ribbing that held that greenhouse together was inspired by the ribbing on a giant lily pad.
Today, with our increased ability to observe and understand natural processes at the molecular level, and with our capacity to replicate complex biochemistry, Benias says humankind is able to, and must, rethink the technologies we have used up till now.
Our absolute blind love affair with our own technologies is coming to an end. We're sitting down and saying, okay, what are technologies that are good for life, that we can trust? And what we see is a really beautifully adapted system, you know, in process, Earth. And I think our designers, architects, engineers, chemists are beginning to say, can we reimagine all of our technologies and help them to be as well adapted as nature's?
These new nature-derived technologies will, Benias suggests, lead us to think quite differently about carbon.
Carbon dioxide is a building material in the natural world. It's not a poison. We think of it as, gosh, we got to get rid of it. We got to sequester it. We got to put it under the ground. Really, when you think about it, plants are taking CO2, carbon dioxide, and they're turning it into wood and starches and sugars. There's a company called Novomer. By mimicking leaves, they found a way to take carbon dioxide and turn it into biodegradable plastics. That makes perfect sense to me as a way to become more plant-like than just pumping it underground to get rid of it.
And, Benias adds, learning these lessons quickly may be imperative for our survival as a species.
We're a young species, 195,000 years versus 3.8 billion. So by looking at an organism that's already hit the limits, figured out a way to live within its limits on Earth, you mimic its recipe. And so it allows us to leapfrog and get to a more well-adapted place without waiting 3.8 billion years to get there, because we don't have that kind of time.
Janine Benias will be a keynote speaker at the annual Bioneers Conference in San Rafael this weekend. We'll hear from another featured presenter on tomorrow's program. Meanwhile, there's more from Janine Benias and information about the Bioneers Conference on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.